North Koreans are deeply suspicious of the South. There may well be some voices in South Korea saying now is the moment to push the North Koreans really hard. One swift kick and over they go. And I think the North Koreans will do whatever they feel is necessary to prevent that from happening.
Few countries have issued statements following Kim's death. The U.S. is focusing on its relationship with South Korea. This is a CNN Radio special report. House members will take up today the Senate's payroll tax cut plan, which includes a two-month extension. House Speaker John Boehner voiced his opposition, saying he wants a full-year extension. Last-minute holiday preps may include chains for car tires and warm clothing for folks from New Mexico to Texas. Blizzard warnings are up through Tuesday. They're expecting more than a foot of snow in some parts. The Secret Santa tradition is alive and well this holiday season. A Las Vegas man known as the Layaway Angel has paid off a holiday shopping spree for one parent in need. Now dozens of other anonymous donors have paid off holiday gift debts like this man.
You walk up to them and being able to give them a gift card, you know, to have their balances paid off right there in the store, right there. That's, you can't even put a price tag on that type of feeling.
A Kmart manager says so far 65 layaway balances have been paid off by Secret Santas. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's beginning to look like AT&T is giving up on its bid to buy out T-Mobile USA. Wall Street Journal reports talks to sell off some T-Mobile assets have gone cold. Those asset sales are needed for the $39 billion deal to gain any chance of winning regulatory approval, especially after the FCC declined to endorse it. Updated tracking of online holiday shopping shows we're still running 15% ahead of online spending last year. E-commerce tracker ComScore, running the numbers from the beginning of November through last week, it also says the peak of online spending already has occurred and will wane now through Christmas. The Eurozone will offer more cash to the International Monetary Fund and provide more long-term financing to banks this week. That's part of a more aggressive European handling of the debt crisis after Fitch Ratings Service threatened to downgrade more European nations. Asian markets down more than 1% following the death of Kim Jong-il, North Korea's leader. S&P futures are gaining 7. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
This holiday season, Lowe's is making it easier for you to give your Grillmaster the perfect gift. Right now, save big when you purchase a Grillmaster 4-burner gas grill for only $149. That's a savings of $50. Plus, find other great values like a Black & Decker cordless screwdriver for just $29.97. Hurry, supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 12/14/11 to 12/26/11.
everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call today at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are, are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
And good morning. It is 6 minutes, just about 7 minutes, actually, after 6 o'clock. And thanks for punching in on this Monday morning. It is literally less than a week till Christmas Day. I hope that many of you are looking forward to that. You know, I got to be honest with you. Right before the show, and I actually started yesterday, the Detroit Free Press has published a series on being homeless in Detroit, and yesterday's was the beginning of a 4-part series, and I was really engrossed. In fact, when the show started, it did kind of startled me. I was so involved in this article, but it's dealing with children that are homeless in Metro Detroit, and it is a heartbreaking series. And I really want to encourage you just to go to freep.com, and you can find yesterday's easily enough. And I'm not even quite done with today's story yet. But it is heartbreaking to see what's happening. And, of course, it, you know, we illustrate a little bit more this time of year because of the holidays. And you know, people are, of course, more willing to give this time of year. And it's, I don't know, it's just a very difficult thing to fathom, but the number of homeless children has grown exponentially over the last few years. And I always go back to and I realize that it's the part of it is the parental leanings that I have, part of it's the liberal leanings that I have. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but It is just so daunting to read about these people that are having such a difficult time and can't fathom, you know, just can't fathom and feel blessed that I have what I have. Anyway, good morning to you all. As we get ready to wrap up this week, Friday will be our last show for the year, as we're going to take next week off to recharge a little bit, to retool the show to some degree, and get ready for 2012, because there's a lot to get ready for, that's for sure. But we do have a great show lined up for you today, and we're working on getting some great stuff to you as we work our way through the week and get you to the holiday and beyond. Joining us a little bit later on this morning, Lisa Diggs will be with us with BuyMichiganNow.com. A story this week, and actually it kind of fits in with our Facebook poll question of the day today is, do you do more of your holiday shopping online this year? I'll make that connection a little bit later on. But there's a story I read yesterday that the online shopping is up 15% this year. Somebody actually posted that, and actually the only response to the poll at this early hour is that they tried to buy more local stuff this year. Did you? Oh, we'll go let Lisa Diggs tell you how to do that. So if you're not done with your shopping, and I'm going to suggest many of us aren't, that could be good news for you. Occupy Detroit will occupy First Shift at 7:50. Mark Brewer joins us from the Michigan Democratic Party just after 8 o'clock. And at 8:35, Bob King will join us, the president of the United Auto Workers. I had a chance to see Mr. King yesterday, and I'll talk about that in just a bit, at UAW Local 174, where we packed goodies for deserving and needy families in Metro Detroit. So it was a busy, busy day. All right, let me go ahead and get this thing started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Well, you know what? I want our first word today to be something that was impactful. And so I'm thinking, what's a really great impactful word? And then it occurred to me, how about just the word impactful? So today's first word is impactful. I spent part of the weekend, part of the day on Saturday delivering toys and gifts to a needy family in Detroit. My in-laws adopt a family which we participate in, and so we did that. And then yesterday, of course, I was at UAW Local 174 to help put together gift baskets for those. That stuff is impactful to those families. This time of year, of course, we spend more time thinking about how can we be more impactful. It would be great if we could, hold on to that idea, to hold on to that feeling year round. But, we'll take it when we get it. And certainly, the Christmas time is that. For those of you, by the way, of the Jewish faith, tomorrow at sundown, of course, is the beginning of Hanukkah. So that'll be exciting in and of itself. But impactful, as I was looking for that, searching for that first word that would be impactful, it occurred to me, how about just using the word? And there we go. So today's first word is impactful. All right. I guess, Jeff, I was a little windy this morning because we're a little later than we normally are. But certainly the Lions were impactful yesterday. Took them a while to get there, but they finally did.
I was surprised. Didn't think that they would pull that one off.
No, I will be honest with you, and Anthony will tell you that because we watched the game together, I said, they're going to lose. I said it more than once. Even when it looked like they had it, Anthony reminded me with 39 seconds left. I don't know. Raiders kind of have a kicker that's, pretty damned good, Jeff.
See, that was funny. With 30 seconds to go when they scored, I'm thinking, all right, special teams is where the Lions are just prone to giving up big returns. And I was thinking the exact same thing. Special teams, kicker with a good leg. And I'm like, man, this is not over. Like, I saw on Twitter and Facebook were celebrating. And it's like, geez, I don't trust it. I want to see it until it says double zeros. I'm watching to make sure before we celebrate a win here.
Well, fortunately for Detroit Lions fans, and I got to tell you, in my opinion, you and I almost got into a little altercation this morning. Nothing serious.
But you make it sound bad.
Well, I know, and I don't want to make it sound that bad, but I thought the Lions played absolutely miserably yesterday. I mean, I realize you look at the statistics, the Stafford 4 touchdown passes, almost 400 yards. Kelvin Johnson had just a monster day, but they didn't look good. I mean, they didn't. I said to Anthony watching the game, they didn't look like they wanted to win. There was no passion. There was no urgency. I mean, I just didn't feel it the entire game.
No, and the offense looked pathetic until the end of the game. You're right. And, I thought the defense played decently well. I mean, I wouldn't say great, but again, it's a team that's not used to going to the West Coast and playing there. The Lions, for years, when they've played in Oakland or whatever, on the West Coast, they play lethargic, pathetic. I mean, obviously Detroit teams in the recent past have played pathetic home or away, but in Oakland, it's a different, even when you see, like, the Red Wings go on a West Coast trip, it takes them a little while to get going. So you're doing things 3 hours earlier than you normally would. The long travel, the short trip there, I guess, it all plays a part. I don't think you're giving enough credit to the Raiders. They play a pretty good style of football, though you pointed out their record isn't great. But I think since they've gotten Carson Palmer, the run game is starting to be a little bit better. They weren't without McFadden, but Michael Bush certainly played really well. And Haywood Bay, I never thought he would blow up like that. He had a good game yesterday.
He had a great game yesterday.
And really, the Lions got kind of lucky. How many times did... I know Carson Palmer missed at least two guys wide open that could have, especially the one on fourth down, could have iced the game.
Okay. Those were both gifts. Those were both gifts. No question about that. And they were wide open. And one guy, one play, the Detroit defender fell down. I mean, he just slipped. By the way, that field looked like it was a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looked like it was a mess. I don't remember who it was. Anthony, who was it that had the mud in their helmet? They couldn't even see through their helmet because there was so much mud on it.
Oh, I don't remember seeing that.
Do you remember that play, though?
No.
No? Okay. But the field was just it was a muddy, bloody mess.
No, isn't that where the A's, it's the Coliseum, right?
Yes.
Where the A's play as well?
So, anyway, yes, ultimately they win. That's what matters at the end of the day. Nate Burleson should be Kelvin Johnson's publicist because he was just effusive in his praise, as he should have been. I mean, Kelvin Johnson is just an amazing, amazing player. Anthony, that play in the fourth quarter where he came back a little bit, I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah, I just had a feeling like when he turned around, it's like he almost knew he was going to catch it no matter what happened, even with the defenders there.
And what did you say with all the defenders there? How did the hell did this happen? How did they get by? How did they not cover this guy?
Yeah, how do you let him go wide open right past all three of your defenders? I don't get it.
And it happened more than once. That's the ridiculous part.
Well, again, a lot to celebrate for Lions fans this morning. And very quickly, we'll mention, because we have a lot to get to this morning, very quickly we'll mention the Red Wings won this weekend 8-2, 10 home victories in a row. 10 in a row. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, playing very well, especially against a young, good Kings team.
Yes, absolutely.
So. But then that's a West Coast team traveling over here. Yeah, just to continue the theme.
So the Lions play Saturday, as do I think everybody. Does everybody play Saturday? Is there one Christmas game in the NFL next weekend?
Anthony says there's one.
There's one. I think that's what he told me yesterday, too. I think it's Dallas. I'm not sure. But anyway, we'll play Saturday next week and look forward to that.
So, hey, by the way,
yeah,
Lions have got a little bit of help. Kansas City beat Green Bay. So now that final game, they're not playing for anything, right?
Yeah, well, let's clean it up on the other side. We're up against the break. So we'll take that, and then we got a lot to do today. We have really a lot to get to today, so you'll want to stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is State Representative Harvey Santana of the 10th District here live on the Tony Tripriano Show. I just want to wish everyone out there a happy holiday season. Happy holidays. Be safe. Be with your family. I love you.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good Monday morning to you, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. And we're doing okay right now coming in along 96 eastbound. Those making their way toward 275, not seeing any real heavy slowdowns just yet. You can come off of M5 or 696 or Grand River, and all of it's moving great.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. There is a slight chance of some rain today. Look for cloudy conditions and a high near 47. Tonight, cloudy and 29. Tomorrow, there's a chance of a rain-snow mixture and a high near 37. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 39 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Tripiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Looking for a last-minute gift?
Yeah, I'm in a panic here. But it's got to be easy. No traffic, no long lines, no problems.
Western Union has the perfect last-minute gift. Just minutes away. Send $50 across town or within the U.S. for just $5 at participating agent locations. Easy to buy, easy to send, easy to wrap up your last-minute shopping right around the corner. Fast. Western Union. Moving money for better.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard. Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest e-readers from Kindle and Nook to laptops and tablets, and all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings. Staples, that was easy.
Recently on First Shift,
David Hecker, who is president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan,
about the American Jobs Act. The Republicans will stand up and vote no, but what I'd love them to stand up and say is, I vote no because I think there should be 54 kids in a kindergarten class. I vote no because I don't care that the response time of police officers and firefighters have skyrocketed because of layoffs. Because that is the only reason someone would have to vote no, is that they just don't care.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop him now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/24.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
3, 2, 1. Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. Very, very quickly, because we got a lot to get to today to wrap up our sports segment. Jeff. Not only did Green Bay lose yesterday, but the Indianapolis Colts won. So on the day that our undefeated, the only undefeated team lost, the only team yet to win won. So I guess we've. I was kind of hoping that the Lions would get off the hook as being the only the only team to go 0-16, but alas, it will not happen.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. And I knew it was going to be the Titans. When I looked ahead at the schedule, I was like, this is the team that's going to blow it for them.
Did you really think that?
Yeah, that's the only weak team I saw left on their, on the Colts' schedule. I was like, this is the weakest team that they're going to play.
Well, that certainly worked out that way. And as I said to Anthony yesterday, you know, it's really hard to lose 16 games in a row. And sure enough, the Lions wear it yet another year. So
I think it would have been more embarrassing for the Indianapolis Colts to have to gone 0-16. Because really, they were pretty good last year with Peyton Manning. I mean, is that really the difference? Peyton Manning's the difference between that team being 0-16 and them being really... I mean, as it is, they're a really bad team without him. So I guess he makes a huge difference, but you know, the Lions were depleted of talent for years until they finally got to 0-16. You know,
that one kind of defies logic. All right, we're gonna go to the phones. By the way, very quickly before we do that, Jeff and Anthony, our good friend Jeannie from Westland sent us all a Christmas card, which I'll be happy to bring in and show to you guys. This one's beautiful. It has a picture of the White House, or is this the state capitol? Nope, it's the White House. It's very beautiful. It's a lovely card with a lovely message. She also sent us a nice letter, in which we always appreciate. The art of letter writing is not gone in Jeannie's world, and we do appreciate that. Of course, she is online now. Jeff, she uses Twitter.
Just nice.
Thought I'd let you know that.
Yes, I'm a big fan of Twitter.
Why she doesn't use email, I don't know.
Twitter's better now.
Well, but, you know, she doesn't ever actually send me messages on Twitter, but she does utilize it. So, anyway, Jeannie, thank you so much. We love you here at First Shift. We want to wish you, of course, a happy and festive holiday season. And thank you for, I mean, gosh, Jess, how many times has she sent us cards now? I think I've lost track. She's been so good to us.
Yes.
Over the 7 months we've been on the air. So, excellent. Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you, Jeannie. Thank you. And now Jeannie needs to quit smoking. because she wrote and congratulated me for quitting, but she admitted that she's still smoking. So she's got to, whatever we can do to help you stop, Jeannie, just know we're here for you. All right, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter at Tony Truppiano. Let us welcome Tom in Detroit. Tom, Merry Christmas to you, my friend, and welcome back to the show.
Yes, and good morning to everyone. First of all, my congratulations to the Wayne State Warriors.
Absolutely.
And the ride that they took us on, you know, they didn't, you know, it wasn't meant to be for them to bring a championship back. But, I mean, you know, they made, I played down at Wayne from 66 to 69, I ran fullback. And, I mean, they made the former players as well as, you know, probably tens of thousands of alumni real proud, you know, to be back then it was Tartars, and today they're Warriors. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, they made Wayne State. They put Wayne State on the map.
Absolutely, and although they didn't win, they're still winners in my book, Tom. Lots of reason to be proud. And you know what? They've got the nucleus of that team, the vast nucleus of that team coming back next year. No reason to believe that they can't end up back in the national championship game in Division II football. So we're going to look forward to next season.
Exactly. Now, to shift the gear, did you happen to see the article that Nolan Finley had about the Downtown Detroit Partnership?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man, Cindy Paskey was livid. And she's the chairwoman of the Downtown Partnership. And she was saying that... those business leaders, which is comprised of 100 local businesses, they should have been there at that table to give their input about yes or no on that M1 light rail. And I mean, you know, it's like they were stabbed in the back and that kind of thing. And
well, you know, Tom, I happened to print that off because, again, and it happens. And in fact, it's happened a little more recently than I'd like. But I agreed with Nolan Finley, by the way.
Yeah.
And glad that he brought this issue to the table. Let's play devil's advocate for a moment here. Dave Bing says this weekend, and Tom, I'd love to get your reaction to this. Dave Bing says, I appreciate what the business people in this community would like me to do, but they need to remember that I was elected by the people.
You know what, Tony, this was not about who elected him. This was about what was in the best interest of the people, not only for this city, but also for the region, in terms of getting that light rail started. You know, I've heard this talk about Detroit becoming, quote-unquote, a world-class city for quite some time now. If you look at those world-class cities, you look at your Chicago's, your New York, your Boston's, your, you know, Atlanta's, Toronto, London, Tokyo, all of those cities that are world-class, they have one ingredient in there. In terms of that recipe that makes that cake rise full, okay, and that is they have either light rail / mass transit, to service people. And I mean, you know, until we get to that point, we're going to be a region, you know, divided because, I mean, you know, we want everybody to, and don't get me wrong, I must look at the world through rose-colored glasses or something, but, you know, you want people to have access to getting from point A to point Z without being worried about, well, the bus is going to not run after 5 o'clock and you got to have somebody to come out to the hinterland to pick you up to bring you back. You know, we've got two transportation systems in this city. Well, basically in this region, we got DDOT and we've got SMART, which have eliminated routes. And they're cutting down on hours, and they want to bring in more buses. I mean, come on. Now, let's go ahead and get real here.
Well, you know, not to mention the fact that DDOT and SMART don't cooperate with each other, don't communicate with each other, have absolutely a public dislike of each other. And of course, that doesn't do anything to promote to growth in cooperation. Tom, let's be mindful that the people that live within the city, many of them have to go outside the city to work. Exactly. Without a reliable transportation system, many of them have found themselves out of work. And then, you know, and of course, let's not forget that this was really illuminated when we had all the buses go down a couple months back. And they still aren't running, Tom. They're still not fixed.
No, I know it. But like I said, we've got basically two dysfunctional bus systems. Now, you're going to bring another third bus system into this. I mean, you know, I I ain't exactly the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not stupid neither.
No, I hear you. I hear you, brother. Well, you know, the one thing that we do know is that, and we've got to get to the break, but, you know, Tom, these business leaders that we're talking about may make, and I think are leaning on, are funding this this light rail system themselves.
Yep.
And going around the city, and you know, what I'm hearing in the back of my head is game on, let's go.
And I'm glad, just like the impression said, I'm glad they're going to keep on pushing with this thing.
Absolutely, Tom. Thank you so much. God bless you, my friend. We've got to get to the break. Feel free to join us. We have a lot to get to, including the death of Kim Jong Il. The news overnight certainly has ramifications. What are they? Well, we'll talk about that much more as we work through this 6 a.m. hour. Feel free to call us, 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
The house with 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning to you, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. We're doing okay right now coming up from downriver along I-75. Those heading in towards Southfield Road, that looks pretty good. You can take Southfield north to 94 or further, or stay on 75 and head in toward the city, and it all looks pretty good so far.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. There is a slight chance of some rain today. Look for cloudy conditions and a high near 47. Tonight, cloudy and 29. Tomorrow, there's a chance of a rain-snow mixture and a high near 37. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 39 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Scrooge was a nasty old miser, but even he came to see the soul-destroying evil of his ways and found redemption in the end. One wonders, though, is there any hope for the Scrooges of Washington? Congressional Republicans are protecting tax breaks for Wall Street billionaires and big oil, while demanding that programs to aid America's growing number of poor people either be slashed or eliminated. The Obama White House is fighting most of this nonsense, but it's trying to appease the GOP by offering to sacrifice programs that ordinary people really need. For example, LIHEAP. Much of the country doesn't know what that is, but people who go through the long, bitterly cold winters in the Northeast know that LIHEAP literally is a lifeline for the thousands of poor families there. It's the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, which helps the poor afford the steadily rising price being charged for the heating oil that northeastern states rely on. Home heating oil in Maine is presently running $3.66 a gallon, up from $2.87 a year ago. Yet, in a concession to the GOP, Obama has proposed whacking LIHEAP's funding so severely that average benefits this winter would fall from about $800 per home to just over $300. That's not just throwing a budget into the Republican shredder. It's throwing people into it. In Bangor, Maine, where the average January low is only 7 degrees above zero, the slashed benefits will buy only about 100 gallons of fuel for the typical low-income home. It takes 850 gallons for those homes to stay heated through the winter season. This is Jim Hightower saying, rather than literally tossing the poor into the cold, how about cutting off all the heat to the White House and Capitol? Let those Scrooges feel the sting of their budgetary miserliness.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour, as I said just a few minutes ago, Kim Jong-il, North Korea's leader, is dead at the age of 69. And the ramifications of that, of course, are yet to be known. He will be succeeded by his third son, Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un. Let's listen to a little audio. Just briefly, MSNBC reporting the death of Kim Jong-il.
I'm Melissa Rayberger with breaking news. North Korean state media is reporting that Kim Jong-il is dead at the age of 69. North Korean officials say Kim died suddenly on a train while returning home from overseeing government projects. It is believed the reclusive leader suffered a stroke back in 2008. Kim's younger son, 20-something Kim Jong-un, is widely believed to have been groomed to take over. Again, North Korea's Kim Jong-il has died at the age of 69. We will continue to follow the story and bring you updates as we get them. Now back to our regular scheduled program.
All right, and so that's how it begins, and now where it goes from there. You know, he was reclusive. There's no question that's true. Also regressive. You know, Kim Jong-il was still living in and was manipulating North Korea in a very regressive state. Crazy things. I want you to think about this. This is a country of many, many millions of people. Less than a million people in North Korea own a cell phone. The media still controls, the government controls the media. This is a country that still doesn't have peace agreements. They still go under armistice agreements. They are a very backward thinking country. So will the death of Kim Jong-il matter? Is the great successor, which is what they're calling his son, the answer to a new way of looking at the way this country will perhaps move forward? Let's take a look, let's take a listen to a story by Christiane Amanpour.
Everyone is now looking to the heir apparent, Kim Jong-un, a man who we know very little about. We think he is in his late 20s, that he likes basketball. We heard Mike Chinoy giving us a few more details that he is a quiet, polite man. But is this the young man with very little experience, the man who can essentially create the cult of personality as his father and his grandfather did?
Well, it's probably unlikely that he will be able to do that. Even Kim Jong-il was not able to maintain the cult of personality that his own father did, Kim Il-sung. And certainly when Kim Jong-il nominated his young son to take over, people are concerned. He's very young, he hasn't got that much experience that we know of, and he's going to be taking over, we presume, a nuclear nation. We will have to wait and see. The issue here is whether it will promote more hardline policies from some of the old guard, whether they will sort of, you know, circle the wagons around this young man, and whether it will put a stop to some of these negotiations that were going on with the United States, or whether they will be able to go through nonetheless.
Well, and that, of course, will be the question. You know, for those of you that are not familiar with North Korea and their pursuit of nuclear mastery, they certainly were pursuing nuclear weapons, and the military repeated threats against South Korea, and the U.S. have stoked fears of war that could break out at any moment, and North Korea might provide weapons of mass destruction to terrorist movements. South Korea has put its military on high alert, and their president, Lee Myung-bak, convened a National Security Council meeting after the news of Kim Jong-il's death. The Korean Peninsula remains technically in a state of war more than 50 years after the Cold War-era armed conflict ended in a ceasefire. Kim is believed to have suffered a stroke, again, as that story said, in 2008, and appeared relatively vigorous in photos and videos from recent trips to China and Russia and numerous trips around the country carefully documented by state media being the key there. Kim Jong-il inherited power after his father, died in 1994. So the last 17 years, he had been groomed for 20 years to lead the communist nation founded by his guerrilla fighter turned politician father and built according to the principle of self-reliance. Yeah, indeed, self-reliance. Very regressive culture there. So how they how this will affect what they do moving forward at this point is of great interest to the international community. There's no question that is true. But the death of Kim Jong-il and the announcement of that this morning certainly will be greeted in some quarters as good news and other quarters as not so good news. You know, Jeff said to me, asked me this morning, what is your reaction to this? And I said, well, you know, ding dong, the witch is dead. very nasty human being. But again, this is a country that has been so sheltered from what's happening outside of their own borders that I would question whether or not the majority of North Koreans even know what's happening in the bigger world. We don't know. They only know what the state-run media lets them know.
So do you think with his son taking over that things could change, or do you think he's going to pretty much follow in his father's footsteps?
I think he's going to pretty much follow in his father's footsteps. I've read nothing that leads me to believe and heard nothing that leads me to believe that he is prepared to take over the duties, the day-to-day duties that his father had. Again, his father had 20 years, was groomed for 20 years before his father passed. His son, of course, not nearly as much. And this is his third son, so it's not his oldest. I don't understand the reasoning why he chose the younger of his three sons to do this as his successor, but we'll have to wait and see. I mean, what did that story just say? All we know about him is he likes basketball and he's a polite young man.
I know, that was interesting.
That's it. But beyond that, what do we know? Absolutely nothing. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how this all plays out. I have no reason to be optimistic that anything changes drastically. Now, that's not to say that it can't. It's not to say that this young man, Jeff, doesn't have his own mind and is willing to speak it and understands, you know, from a humanitarian perspective that what they need to do. If he's been, you know, living under his father's rule, learning from his father's circle, the chances are that he's certainly very much focused on nuclear weapons mastery and controlling as much of that as he possibly can. So we'll have to wait and see. But I don't know that it's as much of a shock. It is surprising, Jeff, because what we did learn this morning is, although they announced yesterday that Kim Jong-il had passed, he passed 2 days ago. So this has been, it's 48 hours ago, which is, again, it just tells you how vast the government control of everything is. How do you keep the death of your president, your dictator, a secret for 48 hours?
Well, like you said, I mean, they've controlled all the media, and not a lot of communication between the people because of the low cell phone usage, I suppose. So when you control the
output.
Yeah,
this is not an internet based country. This is not a technology based country. When the reports that I read that less than a million people in the country own a cell phone, and they say the majority of them are rather recent, within the last few years. It makes you wonder. They of course rely on government controlled media to deliver everything they know. That is very dangerous. That is very, very dangerous. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But this is big news. There's no question that's true. And how this all plays out, certainly as we work our way throughout the day today, unfortunately, we'll be off the air at 9, but as we work our way through the day today, I'm sure that there will be much more reaction. All the United States is saying at this point is that they're watching this very closely. And we'll leave it there. Okay, as we get ready, we're just a couple minutes away from the break. Let me just very quickly switch gears, because when we come back, I want to focus on Governor Snyder was on Flashpoint with Devin Scully yesterday, so I want to get to that after the break. Let's go to Jeff, the The lows in Allen Park, there were quite a few, a couple hundred people showed up at a protest in Allen Park to protest Lowe's pulling their advertising from All American Muslim. Go ahead and play that.
As you can see, this is a problem for Lowe's that isn't going to be going away anytime soon. Dozens of people showed up this morning to protest the recent actions of Lowe's as it pulled out its advertisement from All American Muslim.
We are one! We are one!
In a show of solidarity, dozens of people from several different religious groups stood at the corner of Lowe's Home Improvement in Allen Park.
This is no longer an issue that relates to Muslims or Arabs. This is a first-class American issue, and that's why you see a mix of people.
They have the right to pull their advertisements and the right of free speech, but we also, as shoppers, have the right to know that what their these companies' values are, and we will not stand idly by while companies will be racist and bigots.
The show, All American Muslim, is set in Dearborn and follows the lives of several families. But after a conservative Christian group in Florida claimed the show hid an Islamic agenda, Lowe's pulled its advertisements. Since then, the home improvement store has been besieged by heated feedback by Muslims and other faith followers alike.
You know, Lowe's reserves the right to do what they're doing. However, there are consequences for your actions.
But this protest wasn't without opposition.
This is about the freedoms we have to speak, to gather to protest, and to run companies and to spend money.
They can do whatever they want. If they want to pull their ad, they can pull their ad.
All right, and we're going to have to leave it at that. We got to get to the break. I'll comment on the other side. This is First Shift. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
This is David Hecker from AFT Michigan, and I want to wish all listeners who celebrate holidays this time of the year to have a great, great holiday season.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
And joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during the school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with the very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessings in a Backpack, MI.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Now, welcome. welcome back. I am Tony Truppiano. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm looking at our schedule for today, and I think I'll hold off the I'll hold off our conversation on Governor Snyder until 7:20 or so, and that'll give us plenty of time between those two segments leading up to our interview with Occupy Detroit to get that in. If I start it now, chances are I'm not going to come close to getting it in. So let's go back a little bit and talk about the protest in Allen Park on Saturday at Lowe's. The report was from Channel 7, by the way. They said a few dozen people showed up. I actually talked to somebody that was there, and they said there were close to 200 people there. That's a lot of people. And I would agree that it is an issue of First Amendment rights. There's no question that those on the quote-unquote other side of the aisle or issue have a right to their opinion, and nobody's taking that away from them. But Lowe's also made a commitment and really caved into pressure from a ultra-conservative right-wing organization who is bigoted and racist. And is that really who you want directing your business decisions? I would think not.
Did you see the thing I posted on the Facebook over the weekend? I don't know if it's I think it's a real ad. I mean, it was the two actors from the show Outsourced, and they did a Lowe's ad.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real ad.
All right, but no. If it was, or actually, Lowe's went into this thinking that they were fine with sponsoring the show, and then, like you said, a small group in Florida raises concerns, and Lowe's didn't want to be part of a controversy, and by not doing anything, or actually by pulling their ads, and then by not doing anything after that, they became more of the controversy than I thought they ever thought they would be.
Well, there's that. Listen. At the end of the day, do you think that the people in Texas or Alabama really care? Let's be realistic about this for a moment, Jeff. People in Michigan are going to care, and that's why people protesting at the Lowe's in Allen Park probably is going to work. But do you think they care in Ohio? Do you think they seriously? Do you think they care in Tennessee? I don't. I don't think that this is as big an issue. I think what it ultimately did was give the show a lot of publicity. Probably more people watched it or are watching it as a result of this. It gives us an opportunity to open up an important dialogue about racism and bigotry, and certainly we could talk about commitments. But at the end of the day, do you really believe that? That it's going to matter in the bigger picture.
You know what? I think you're right. I mean, even more so than the show itself, because people that have watched the show now are saying, "Well, these people they're boring. They're regular people. They live regular lives. Like there's nothing super exciting." They're talking about they go to their job. They're having a kid. They're thinking about raising their family. And people are watching the show, and they're like, this is actually, I don't want to rip on the show, but it's not exciting because they wanted to see something different. And really, the point of the show, I guess, is to point out they're not that different from me and you. I mean, like, people have these thoughts about what goes on, and obviously they're wrong.
Yeah. Well, yes, I still haven't seen the show, so Jeff, I can't comment, and people need to stop criticizing me because I haven't seen the show. I've been upfront about that from the very beginning. I'll watch it when I have time. Right now, that's not my priority. My point of even talking about this is because that to me that this was an issue of ethics. Anyway, let me get to the phones. 888-552-3595. Kevin in Melvindale joins us now. Merry Christmas to you, Kevin. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Tony. Enjoy the show. I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and the staff. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Keeping the issues in front of people. And I always come back to the major point and major issue in my opinion. Despite everything going on with the holiday seasons, I don't worry about necessarily the listeners of your show, because most of the people probably listening are politically connected. But we all have a responsibility, myself included, to continue to hammer on the point of get the vote out. No matter what goes down, no matter what's said, we already know in 2012 coming up that in many states, it's nothing new. But of course, they're more active in terms of trying to suppress the vote in 2012. We got to get people out to vote. We can no longer sit idly by and make excuses. Excuses got us Governor Snyder. Excuses and apathy got the city of Detroit, Dave Ring. And you can sit back and say it can't get any worse. Well, yes, it can. And the reality is, the Republicans have showed you, if you are a working class person, middle class, poor, that unless you're rich, their agenda does not speak to you. Now, they may say some key things that might get you on one issue and trick you to vote for them, but at the end of the day, their agenda does not help working class people.
Well, Kevin, you make a lot of very good points here, Kevin, and I think that it's important for people to, especially those issue voters you just talked about, those single issue or double issue voters, we're talking
right.
about one or two issues. Those are the folks that need to be careful how they vote, because ultimately, and we now know this to be definitively true, ultimately, the people that you're electing do not represent you and your family, are not.
And the reason that that's important is because Republicans do things and they play on people's emotions and everything else, and they'll raise an issue like a constitutional amendment on gay marriage, for instance. They'll throw that out there. They'll put it out there. And they know that there's no chance of that action ever taking place. But they'll put it out there to plant in people's minds that they're strong on gay marriage or they're strong on this issue. They knew when they put it out there, there was never a chance that it would go through. But it sucks people in to vote because they give the impression that they're strong on that issue. So they're good at doing that. They know it'll never go through, but they put that seed in your mind. So, people have got to get connected. They have got to get involved. Over the holiday seasons, we all have a responsibility, myself included. I have family members, friends that are not into politics as much as I am. But trust and believe, I'm going to make sure that when the time comes that those people get to the polls.
Absolutely. Kevin, I want to thank you for your call. We're just out of time for the top of the hour. You said it perfectly. I'll just leave it alone. Thank you. Thank you, and thanks for your nice comments and best wishes to you for the holiday as well. A quick break. When we come back, Lisa Diggs will be joining us. You want to shop local? You want to do it for Michigan? We can help you. We can help you. Stay with us. We'll get to that and much more. Diane Cross coming up, CNN with headlines. We'll be back.
And everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe hung.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy, and we still look pretty good out there. Those heading out on M53 near 59 Hall Road looks pretty good there. Just not seeing any real big delays. It's the surprises that you're not encountering, fortunately, that you don't need to add a lot of extra time to any morning commute.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. There is a slight chance of some rain today. Look for cloudy conditions and a high near 47 tonight, cloudy and 29. Tomorrow there's a chance of a rain-snow mixture and a high near 37. Right now it's partly cloudy, 39 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. CNN has just learned North Korea has test-fired a short-range missile. CNN senior producer Tim Schwartz is following the story from Hong Kong.
There's no indication. The South Korean officials have already said that this is in any way connected with the death of leader Kim Jong-il.
South Korea has put its forces on high alert following the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, but its president is asking citizens to, quote, go about their lives. CNN's Dan Lothian reports the response from the Obama administration has been a cautious one.
The White House said that they are, quote, closely monitoring the reports that he is dead, that the president had been in touch not only with South Korea, but allies such as Japan, and that they remain committed to security in the Korean Peninsula.
According to North Korea's state news agency, Kim died of a heart attack Saturday while on a train. The White House is stepping up the pressure on Congress to extend the payroll tax cut. It says failure to take action would result in a devastating tax hike for Americans. House Republicans are not happy with the Senate's plan to extend the tax holiday for just two more months. A powerful blizzard is threatening residents from Arizona to Kansas today. Forecasters say it could bring more than a foot of snow, plus strong winds and sub-freezing temperatures. A 47-year-old man has been arrested in a horrific elevator attack that left a 73-year-old woman dead. New York Deputy Police Commissioner Paul Brown says the man set the woman on fire in the elevator of her Brooklyn apartment building.
He lit a Molotov cocktail and used the burning rag on the top of that to ignite her body.
The man reportedly told officers the woman owed him $2,000. I'm Cheryl Castro. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center to save big on all Michelin and Bridgestone tires with an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
This is the biggest signal to date that AT&T may be giving up on its $39 billion merger with T-Mobile USA. Wall Street Journal reports talks between the two companies have broken down relating to several T-Mobile asset sales deemed necessary for the bid to gain regulatory approval. The merger announced in March has been in question since the FCC declined to give it thumbs up, which makes the approval process more difficult. Big minus sign in front of Asian stock markets today. Asian markets tumbling more than 1% each as investors worried about North Korea following the death of leader Kim Jong-il. Most European markets are sporting modest gains as the Eurozone pledges a sped-up effort to fund accounts aiding in European debt relief. That pledge follows a fresh warning. Fitch Ratings Service may slap European nations with credit downgrades. Stock futures look decent here. S&P futures rising 6 points. NASDAQ futures up 13. Dow futures up 46. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Triano.
And welcome, everybody. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. It is the 19th day of December. And we are quickly walking our way up to the steps that look up to the great holiday known as Christmas. That's right. Tomorrow, for those of Jewish faith, at sundown begins the wonderful Hanukkah festivities. So it's a big week for people of all faiths and looking forward to it. We, of course, will be taking next week off, but before we do that, we've got a lot of great stuff to get to. A little later on in this hour, we will be visiting with the Occupy Detroit folks. And, of course, as promised in the last hour, we'll go through Governor Snyder's interview on Flashpoint yesterday with Devin Scillian. But for the many of us who are still not done with our Christmas shopping, and for, you know, and again, we had this conversation last week before last, I think it was, how do we do more local? How do we buy more local? Well, Jeff, being the crack producer that he is, found us the best source for doing that, not just buying local, buying Michigan. And so let us turn our attention now. Joining us is the founder of BuyMichiganNow.com, Lisa Diggs, who I know, because I've been through her website quite extensively, has lots of answers for us. And a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa and whatever else we're celebrating this time of year, Lisa Diggs. But welcome to First Shift.
Thank you very much.
What a novel concept. BuyMichiganNow.com. Tell me a little bit about the formation of BuyMichiganNow.com and why you decided to put some energy in that direction.
Well, I actually started it in 2007, believe it or not. At that time, my business has me traveling around the country, and things were much better around the rest of the country than they were here in Michigan, and so I'd go off and part of what I do is help businesses improve, and I'd be helping economies other places come back, see how it was here. Somebody else lost a job or a business that I liked closed, and I just wanted to see what I could personally do to make a difference. And the easiest thing seemed to be looking at where my own dollars were going. And so it started with just a little bit of research because I couldn't find a website of information that really helped me understand which businesses were local and which were not and that sort of thing. So I started doing a bunch of research, and then I got real passionate about it, started talking to friends about it, and they said, can we get a copy of that? And I thought, well, maybe I should put it up on some website. And so I did with BuyMichiganNow.com and originally launched the day before Thanksgiving in 2007 with the idea that if we looked at where our dollars were going, what kind of groceries we were buying to fill our holiday feasts, and what kind of gifts were going to be purchased and from where, that we could really make a significant difference. So that's really how it all started.
Yeah, you know, Lisa, let me ask you this question. If you were to describe to people what this web Buy Michigan Now represents. How would you describe it?
Well, you know, really, it's about what percentage of each of our dollars that we spend could we keep here? And it's a global economy. When I first launched it, I heard a lot of naysayers saying it's a global economy. You got to get used to it, and you do. And we certainly want to compete on a global level. But the reality is, you can look at whether or not the store that you're buying from or the restaurant that you're eating in is really local or part of a national chain. If it's part of a national chain, then some of the money that you spend is going back to some corporate headquarters somewhere and not going into our taxes and going into, you know, supporting the local community. On average, about 30 more cents of a dollar when you buy from a local business stays in the community. Why? Because they use a local web developer. They sponsor the baseball team in your neighborhood. They do those things that larger corporations maybe don't do in every single community that they serve. So if you buy, we call it a three-mitten purchase. If you buy a product that is made of Michigan ingredients that was made in Michigan from a locally owned store, nearly 100% of your dollar is going to stay in our community.
All right, so if people are looking to utilize buymichigannow.com as a resource to do some shopping for the holidays, is this a resource that they can use to do that?
It absolutely is. There's three significant things that we have on the site that will help. One is we have all year round something called the Michigan Blue Pages, which is an online directory of Michigan-based businesses, and you can search it by zip code or by keyword, and it tells you businesses that are based in Michigan, and we have some criteria, and it'll show you which criteria they meet to be interpreted as based in Michigan. We have a grocery guide that we keep up year-round. It's also an Apple application, an iPhone application in the Apple Store called Grocery Guide, and it tells you brands that come from Michigan-based businesses for filling the table and filling your grocery cart year-round. And then every year, this will be the fifth one. Every year there's a gift guide that we put out as well that has about 100 suggestions. And it's really to get people thinking. We're not necessarily saying just buy this one particular product, though we love every gift that's in there. But it also says if you really try, you can make an effort and do it.
Well, and again, there are a lot of people, and that's how this whole – that's why you're here today, because this discussion – started with how can we and where are their resources, and somebody says there should be a website. Well, it happened to be you, buymichigannow.com, and so that's how you ended up here. But you know, there are a lot of people that want to be loyal, and yes, we're not naive, Lisa Diggs. We do know that we live in a global economy, and we do realize and recognize that we have to look at that realistically. At the same time, the majority of us can buy local or can buy Michigan for the majority of the things that we need. And so having this resource is, I think, invaluable.
Well, we really can if we make a concerted effort. And one of the things, too, is if somebody out there is listening and they've got their holiday shopping done and they didn't really factor it in, you know what? It's a great New Year's resolution then. You know, think about all year round where your dollars are going. Ron Gettelfinger, the former UAW president, said to me when he first discovered the site, he said, you know, I think about it as every time I spend a dollar, it's an endorsement of that organization and where they get their products and the kinds of things, the kind of quality that it is. And I thought, you know, that's exactly what it is. You know, if we're getting a lot of products that are imported from all over the world, people are always asking me, well, does it cost more if you buy a local product? Sometimes it does, but it also means it meets the quality and safety standards that we have here in the U.S. that a lot of other countries don't have. So you got to ask yourself, what is that worth to you?
Well, you know what, and for some, and a lot of people, I would suggest, Lisa Diggs, for a lot of people, the loyalty factor is worth whatever extra cost. And, you know, and chances are we're not talking significant extra cost to begin with. Mm-hmm. And so for a lot of people, it's they would rather spend a little more to make sure that their purchase is, you know, more local, but certainly loyal to the state of Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people are worried about are we going to have the dollars for schools and to fix our roads and all those kinds of things. Well, the larger our tax base is, the more we can take care of all the things that matter to all of us in our day-to-day living. So, you know, every dollar that's going to a Michigan company is increasing the amount of money that they bring in, which means they pay more in taxes, which means that comes back to us. You know, it's just thinking beyond the moment that you're spending the dollar.
All right, let's, before we have to let you go, let's talk a little bit about this pledge. Tell us a little bit about the pledge.
We have a pledge on the site that if you agree with what we're trying to do, it simply says that you pledge to play an active role in building a strong, vibrant, and diverse Michigan economy, that you're going to be a part of the solution by speaking positively about the state, learning about our products and services, and making a concerted effort to buy from Michigan businesses, that you'll think Michigan first. If you're willing to do that, you can go to buymichigannow.com, click on the pledge, take the pledge, invite other people to do it. We're really trying to show Michigan-based businesses that we are serious about supporting them with our dollars, if they're serious about keeping jobs here.
Well, it's really an exciting opportunity for people, and I was playing around with it, and literally there are dozens of categories, hundreds upon hundreds of businesses. I would challenge people to stump the system, because you've got a great database of stuff there. If you want it, again, I can't imagine not finding what it is that you're looking for. And, and it's as simple as, folks, going to where it says directory on the buymichigannow.com website, and it will give you a drop-down menus of places to go. In fact, I'm going to do it right now on the air. You click food and beverage. I'm going to just hit apply search, and all of a sudden, it's giving me a wonderful list. Better Made Snack Foods, Big B Coffee, Bosco Pizza Company, Coffee Beanery, Kelly's, Carmel's. And again, all these places have websites, all of them. Lisa, I'm sure, and I don't have time to do this all right now, but, you know, I'm sure that they all sell stuff online. You know, this is, it doesn't get any easier than this.
We think so, and there's more than 3,000 businesses that are listed now, and if anybody out there listening has a Michigan-based business, it's about a five-minute process to list your business on the site as well, and our basic listings don't even cost anything.
Well, it's really an amazing opportunity, so I really want to encourage people just to go to buymichigannow.com. That's buymichigannow.com. We'll get it up on the Facebook page for everybody to make it easier for them. Give it 5 minutes. I think, Lisa Diggs, you'll be hooked for life. This is a no-brainer. To me, this is a no-brainer. Thanks so much for your time, and again, happy holidays to you.
Thanks. Happy holidays to you as well.
Absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful find. I want to thank Jeff for Jeff's discovery. BuyMichiganNow.com. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break here. We come back, we'll explore Governor Snyder's recent visit to Flashpoint. Stay with us.
It's the happiest season of all.
Hi, this is Cindy Estrada, just wishing everyone happy holidays, all the listeners out there at First Shift and the Tony Trupiano Show.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good Monday morning to you, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some delays for those coming down I-75 southbound near Lapeer. We have a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder, but that's slowing traffic back around the curve. Those coming in through the downriver area who use 4th Street and near Oakwood, the intersection is blocked by a stalled train. And we've seen some heavy traffic this morning along I-94, most of that stretch between 696 and I-75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include a chance of rain off and on throughout the day, but also some cloudy skies with a high near 47. Tonight, look for clouds as we drop to 29. Tomorrow, our high 37, but it will come with a mixture of some rain and snow. Right now, it's overcast and 41 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Looking for a last-minute gift?
Yeah, I'm in a panic here. But it's got to be easy. No traffic, no long lines, no problems.
Western Union has the perfect last-minute gift, just minutes away. Send $50 across town or within the U.S. for just $5 at participating agent locations. Easy to buy, easy to send, easy to wrap up your last-minute shopping right around the corner. Fast. Western Union. Moving money for better.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less at OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices get you 12/24.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Just a pleasure to be with you this morning. I got to tell you, this whole concept of Buy Michigan Now is just a great concept. Really want to encourage you to go on the website and just play around with it a little bit. And I think you're going to quickly see how easy it is to use, how user-friendly. I know Jeff's a big fan of the site. Again, the reality is it's just really, really simple to use. So can't make it any easier than that. And for those that want to support more local companies, certainly statewide companies, this is your opportunity to do that. Everything from financial services to engineering to education and training, dining and consumer services, community, business to business, building and construction, arts and entertainment, you name it. Frankly, it's there. So go and check it out. It's that simple. And I said earlier on in the show, and I'll bring it up again, our Facebook poll question of the day is, did you do more of your holiday shopping online this year? A lot of people, 15% more people tried to do or did more shopping online this year than last, at least so far. And the bottom line to that is it's not too late because the holiday's not over. Jeff, you know, you had found that story last week that we did, and we never got to, how many people exchange gifts after the holiday. And I would venture to guess that's because you could probably get better deals after Christmas than before Christmas, right?
Well, the story actually was, you know, how the economic times are hard on a lot of people. So they actually were, it wasn't because they were trying to take advantage of the deals, though that's an added bonus. It was just that they had to push their holiday season back because they couldn't afford it right at this time. So maybe they're celebrating in January sometime.
All right. Well, fair enough. I mean, it doesn't really matter when you celebrate as far as I'm concerned, as long as you're with people. To me, that's what the holiday's about anyway, especially as you get older. It's about what the people you care being about. All right, folks, Devin Skillian, who is the host of Flashpoint on WDIV Channel 4 in Detroit, had Governor Rick Snyder on the program yesterday, and they talked about a myriad of issues, everything from I don't know, the emergency financial manager, to drug testing and welfare patients, to the bullying bill, and lots of other stuff. Let's listen to some of what Governor Snyder had to say. Again, this was on Flashpoint with Devin Scillian yesterday, Sunday, on WDIV Channel 4. Here's Governor Snyder on money owed to the city of Detroit.
Well, I set that aside for a moment to say, would that solve Detroit's problems?
And it not long term.
Not long term. And so the starting point of any discussion needs to be the long term issue, too. To say, before that would be a relevant thing to talk about, let's talk about a structural solution in Detroit where that money could be used potentially of value. And then we can always go back and rehash who did what to whom and what needs to happen and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know me, I don't waste time on blame. I want to see Detroit be successful. And the starting point of that, there are two issues, a short-term cash flow issue and a long-term structural solution. And how long has this gone on? This is not a recent, this has been 50 years?
Yes, in the making, no doubt.
Yeah. So the real question is isn't it time we do something about it? And this is where I go back to the relentless positive action philosophy is, let's resolve this because it's casting a negative pale over so many good things going on.
Relentless positive action. He actually referenced that a few times throughout this interview. And I appreciate, you know, having a good positive attitude about things, but, you know, don't hide what you're doing under this guise of it's all for the best. It's all for, under this umbrella of relentless positive attitude. We'll come back to that. Governor Snyder now says race is not involved with the emergency financial manager law for cities who, by the way, all happen to have a majority of minorities. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's no race component. These are cities that have all suffered declining populations and issues that are, again, more objective than that. There's nothing race involved in this process. It's all about helping cities get back on a positive path of success that have a financial crisis. It was really interesting. I was just recently up in Flint, and I held kind of a community meeting with people in Flint. And there you have an environment where we just appointed a financial manager.
Right.
And the mayor and the city council people are coming to the meeting to say, how can we all work together to solve the problem? It can work much better that way. So I applaud the people of Flint. And I appreciate that effort, and I hope Detroit could look at what's going on in Flint to say, isn't it better to work with people and get better solutions than to say it's somebody versus somebody else? There's no value in that.
All right. So the question is, and where does he really stand on, because there's been a lot of discussion, you know, does the governor want an emergency financial manager for Detroit? We know Detroit doesn't want one, but what does the governor want? This is what he had to say.
Measure. Yeah, well, that's not the goal. Again, I don't want to have an emergency manager. I mean, the only silver lining to the press conference was the mayor and the city council weren't getting together before the press conference, and if it took them being mad at me to come together or try to blame me for something, if that works, I'm a big boy. I can deal with that. I want them to come together, and I want this issue resolved, hopefully without needing an emergency manager. There's no reason why I would want an emergency manager.
But
I will do my job if I have to do
job. All right. So that doesn't really answer the question. I mean, he says he doesn't want one, and I don't know that he does or he doesn't. We do know that the city of Detroit, $14.5 billion in debt. As we've discussed on this show, especially with Stephen Henderson of the Detroit Free Press, can we realistically expect this the city of Detroit to be able to rebound, especially from some of its legacy costs, without filing bankruptcy? They didn't get into that issue, which is a shame.
Didn't you think it was interesting, though, that he kind of played it off like, see, I'm getting people upset at me so they can come together as a group, like, you know, the smart thing to do, I guess. I don't know. Like, you know how, like, teachers will try and get their classrooms all together by getting them upset at you, I guess?
Yeah, right. I don't buy it for a minute. He says, I'm a big boy. I can handle it. Chuckle, chuckle, ha-ha. The bottom line, Governor, is that we still have serious problems that aren't being addressed. And the people are feeling threatened. And I don't know, ultimately, if you can say that show of unity that they supposedly had. What he was talking about, Jeff, was that day that the mayor and people from the faith community and people from organized labor came together and said, hey, we don't want an emergency financial manager in Detroit. That didn't begin a dialogue.
Right. It almost sounded like he was saying that by presenting an EFM for Detroit, it was really his evil plot to get everyone mad at him and then on the same page together to start talking, and it didn't happen.
Right, it did not happen. They did come together in a unified message that they didn't want an emergency financial manager, but that's all it accomplished. That's it. That's it. They didn't come together for any other reason but to say, we don't want this. That's all. All right. Okay. Anyway. He had a lot more to say. The governor Snyder had a lot more to say, and we'll get to it on the other side of this break. So stay tuned. It was really an interesting interview. Of course, it didn't tell us anything we didn't already know, but it's always good to get this stuff on record. Not that we've given up the idea of Governor Snyder ever appearing on this show, but chances are it won't happen. Because he'll never want to answer the questions that we want to ask. But we'll go back to work on it, I promise, after the first of the year. And I'm dedicated, by the way, to getting some Republicans on here in 2012. It's not just to hold them accountable, but I'd really like to hear them justify their point of view. Will they do it? Who knows? Let's take the break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
A pair of hopper-long boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by Mazda. Those who are heading out are going to find wet roadways in a lot of areas. Looks like it's not causing any really big issues because we've had light traffic so far this morning, and we can probably expect that all week long. You will see a little bit of busyness through the intersection of I-75 and 696, but we have that almost any hour of any day.
During Mazda's Gift of Driving, get a great deal on the 40-mile-per-gallon highway 2012 Mazda 3 with SkyActiv technology available on select Mazda 3 models. Visit your local Detroit area Mazda dealer or MazdaUSA.com/SkyActiv for more info. Offer ends January 3rd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include a chance of rain off and on throughout the day, but also some cloudy skies with a high near 47. Tonight, look for clouds as we drop to 29. Tomorrow, our high 37, but it will come with a mixture of some rain and snow. Right now it's overcast and 41 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. An Obama administration rule change that is intended to allow easier unionization for airline and railroad workers has been upheld by an appeals court. The appeals court ruling on Friday reaffirms a lower court ruling. The National Mediation Board approved the change in May, and it allows for a union to begin representing workers once they have a simple majority. A nearly century-old rule had previously required that uncast ballots be counted as no votes. The Air Transport Association has been fighting the rule change. One of the most dangerous things a gubernatorial candidate can do is project how many jobs they'll create and how long it'll take to create those jobs. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was one of two Republicans that were elected to office in 2010 that made such predictions. On the campaign trail, he said he'd create 250,000 jobs by 2014. So far, the numbers have said he's doing everything but creating those jobs. November saw the fifth straight month of Wisconsin losing jobs. And a new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia shows the state coming in dead last in the nation when it comes to job creation. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Mike Tate said during a conference call on Friday that part of the reason was the misuse of two special sessions on job creation. Instead of focusing on jobs, the Republican majority in the legislature focused on passing a conservative social agenda.
Instead of the laser-like focus on jobs they promised, Scott Walker's Republican Party killed dozens of bipartisan job creation bills and instead rammed through a radical social agenda that gives millions in tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires, takes thousands of seniors, working family, and children off their health coverage.
Are the unemployed less likely to pursue new jobs? Not according to a new study released by the Congress Joint Economic Committee. The report finds that beneficiaries of unemployment insurance benefits have spent more time searching for work than those who are ineligible for benefits. The amount of time spent seeking a new job has tripled among the long-term unemployed since Congress first introduced the benefits program. To receive federal unemployment insurance, applicants must be actively seeking work.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
Ivica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after the hour. Again, we're walking you through Governor Snyder's interview with Devin Scillian on Flashpoint yesterday, Sunday, Channel 4 here in Detroit. Governor Snyder on getting different legislative groups in Michigan to work together. Here are his thoughts on that issue.
We're seeing improvement, though. Again, this is part of the new attitude and approach. This is about reinventing Michigan. Because one thing we did in the budget we recently approved is we set aside some dollars for cooperative work between jurisdictions. And we started an incentive pool where they applied for this of $5 million. Now, the interesting part is we've already approved some of those programs, but the demand of jurisdictions coming together with ideas, applying for that $5 million, was several magnitudes higher. So it's actually really cool to see. So I hope in this next year to say, how do we continue to grow that program? Because those aren't long-term operating dollars. It's really set up to say, these are incentive dollars to say, we can help with the one-time cost, so you're working together. So we are moving in the right direction.
That's encouraging to hear.
Well, okay. And we'll let that one go. We'll let that stand as is. An issue that, of course, we've talked about on this show, and actually we'll talk about on this show this week, charter schools, as we know. And the governor has not signed it into law yet, but there is a bill awaiting his signatures, a signature that would blow the caps off of charter schools. Do we need them? Well, that really is the question. And the question is, according to the legislators and the governor, this is something parents want. We question, of course, whether or not it is. This is what he had to say about charter schools.
No, it's a clear request for school choice in terms of having options, and I think that's great. But to your later point is I think it is critically important that we look at high quality. It's not a quantity thing, because, again, that's one of the challenges we have today is we got a lot of kids not getting the quality education they need, and we need to raise the bar. So what I would say and what I'm really focused on is how do we get better accountability, transparency, and results from both charters and public schools, because it should be the same bar. And I believe that bar should be higher than it is today, and we're going to work in a very continuous fashion to say, as that bar moves up, let's get results, let's keep moving it up. Because when you only have 17 or 18% of your kids college ready in the state, that's a tragedy. I mean, and to have a goal of 30 isn't good enough.
Right.
I mean, we need to get to the point, ultimately.
To double it would not be really.
And it's not just college. It's college or career ready. Because, again, we need more skilled tradespeople. And so I really want to encourage that. But if you look at college or career ready, we need to get that number to 100% at some point.
Well, you know, and this is where I, of course, can't charter schools dilute the product? Isn't that one of the potential problems? Is a dilution of education? Certainly, it can be. And as we know, and they did discuss it, we didn't bring you the entire answer, but we do know that charter schools have had, you know, less than a stellar track record. Now, yeah, there are always going to be some that are going to do well, but that's true anyway. We continue to not talk about how to increase the quality of education. When we spend our time, our legislative time, breaking down the very strength of what was holding education together, which were the teachers, and that's what this legislature did. It broke down, you know, what made them stronger. You know, and this idea that by taking away, you know, their tenure and by changing the rules, it somehow makes education better is a fallacy that I don't know that anybody bought except those that were blindly led by their nose by members of the American Legislative Exchange Council or the Mackinac Center.
Aren't the charter schools that they're hanging their hat on the success of, aren't they the ones that can pick and choose which students they get to take?
Each charter school has its own process. So, yes, I mean, to some degree that's true. Some of them, yeah, but not all of them are done. Jalen Rose is an example. Does it a lottery system. So, just to be fair to the argument, Jeff, not all of them do it that way.
Fair enough.
Okay, you know, so, But yes, the vast majority of them do it that way. All right, just to continue for sake of time, as we know, there's another piece of legislation awaiting the governor's signature, and that's on banning of domestic partnership benefits. Certainly, the majority of us see that as what it is. It's an anti-gay movement by a conservative Republican legislature. The governor's thoughts on that?
Yeah, and it's not at all in terms of the context of how all this started, and it wasn't. It was about economic during a tough time. It started with the Service Commission actually forcing benefits into state government without the legislature being involved, or the executive branch, really. And it was a time where we had to deal with $1.5 billion budget deficit. Now, that's really the context that really triggered
the whole extra couple.
All right, Radford, that wasn't your best editing.
Well, it wasn't editing at all. That was, I guess, the computer just screwed
up. Was it? I'm sorry. I apologize. I was going to pick on you. I'll stop.
But basically, all he said was it had more to do with money than it has to do with being anti-gay.
Right, which is not true. And I think that that should be. You know, you talk about Republicans talk about free market. Let businesses, and education certainly is a business, especially at the collegiate level, let them decide who gets domestic partner benefits and who doesn't. You know, let the business decide. Why did you have to legislate that? The governor hasn't signed this one yet, and it'll be interesting to see if he's leaning against it. I doubt it. I doubt it, but we'll see. Am I giving him the benefit of the doubt? No, not necessarily. But we'll see. All right, Governor Snyder on drug testing for welfare benefits.
Yeah, simply drug testing someone because on their welfare, I'm not encouraged by that concept. I mean, again, that's an fairly intrusive thing in that regard. To the degree it can help people find a job, I mean, that may have more merit. Because in many cases, to find a job in these days, people want to know that. So it should. I view it as something that, if it's done, it should really be in the context of helping people find employment where it's appropriate.
Yeah, and this bill, and by doing that, doesn't help people find employment. Tell me for a second how drug testing somebody for their welfare benefits helps them find a job. Somebody, anybody? I don't see the connection and the correlation there at all. It's because it doesn't exist. It really does not exist. All right, Governor Snyder on the anti-bullying bill, and then did it go far enough?
Yeah, actually, we proposed a bill that went somewhat far.
Right.
We really did. But I'm very pleased with this. This was 10 years in the making. It's amazing to me it took us 10 years to get to this point. That's somewhat disappointing. But it got done. And it was.
It's hard to imagine there's a pro-bullying lobby out there, and yet you find yourselves fighting over things when you start to get down to the nitty-gritty of creating legislation.
Yeah, and what I'd say is this was the most emotional bill signing I'd done. Because we
it was
had,
obvious in your comments.
Yeah, we had three families there that had lost their sons to this, and it's just really important to see that we're making positive progress. It's important to have this law, but the other part that I thought the bill signing and having you ask today that really helps is by having a public discussion about how bullying's never right, hopefully we can help educate people and have that situation where the bullying didn't happen to begin with.
Yeah.
That's a better answer.
Yeah, that is a better answer, but this bill didn't enumerate, and that's ultimately what it needed to do. And again, this goes to back to an anti-gay legislature that's just afraid to protect all people, and therefore they come up short. There's no question. Last but not least, at least to this interview, and as Devin Scillian said, although we're not bringing you that part of the interview, he had much more to get to, just ran out of time, but the governor on building a second bridge between Detroit and Canada.
Yeah, well, again, if you look at it, it was unfortunate to have over $5 million of misrepresenting ads on the airwaves. That made it more difficult, but as a practical matter, this is about job creation and putting Michiganders to work. One thing I always like to tell people is draw a circle from Montreal to Chicago. It's one-third of the North American economy. And you start to say, now look at that map. What's in the center of that?
Here we are.
And it's a great opportunity. And the more crossings, the better crossings we have, the more chance there is to create more jobs. Because, again, my goal isn't to put the Ambassador Bridge out of business.
All right. Well, his goal isn't to put the Ambassador Bridge out of business. Well, no, it's no one's goal. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, do we benefit from a second bridge? Is there enough traffic? Will it create more traffic? And the answer to all those questions is yes. I support I support the second bridge. I support the jobs it would create. I support that we do it sooner rather than later. Does it have to be government owned? No. Can it be through the Maroon family? I don't have fundamentally a problem with that. I just want the damn thing built. And however we get it done, we need to get it done. But the longer we wait, the worse it is. There have to be also some guarantees, especially for people living in Southwest Detroit. We need to know that they're going to be relocated properly. We need to know that. We need to know that environmentally things will be taken care of. We need to know anybody that's displaced, including businesses, are properly compensated. I mean, all of that stuff needs to be addressed and corrected as quickly as possible, and then we need to move forward. But we need to do it. We need to do it. We need to do it quickly. We don't need to do more studies. We don't need to do more polling. We just need to make a decision. If the government is not going to do it, then let somebody in the private sector do it. But let's get moving. The government's going to be involved no matter what anyway. You don't do a project like this without government involvement on both sides of the river. They already have some of the infrastructure done on the Canadian side of this project. And they're doing construction on it now. I mean, at what point do we go beyond this idea that everybody wants it done. Now we just need to agree from a greed standpoint who gets to collect the money. All right. When we come back, Occupy Detroit occupies first shift. We'll look forward to that. Zach Steve will be our guest. I'm Tony Truppiano. We will take the break here. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Chris Mihalakis from the United Food and Commercial Workers, wishing you happy holidays.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Recently on First Shift.
Just joining me now is Jerry Persson, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. It is 7:50. That means what? You're right. That means Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift, and time to get active again. The activism portion of Occupy Detroit rears its beautiful head. It's a beautiful head, indeed. And joining us now is Zach Steve, who is no stranger now to this audience. Zach, Merry Christmas to you as we lead our way up to the holiday weekend. Hope you're doing well. Hope this past weekend was kind to you.
And thanks for having me here, and happy holidays to everybody out there in the First Shift world.
Thank you so much. Listen, there's as we know, is the legislative session wrapped up on Thursday. One of the pieces of legislation that is going to wind its way up to the governor's desk is something that would, in essence, sabotage the work that Forward Michigan has been actively engaged in, and that's getting signatures to put on the ballot a referendum for Public Act 4. This legislation, Zach, would, in essence, make that moot for all intents and purposes. And there is this has not, of course, gone unnoticed and will not be ignored. And in fact, there are a bunch of groups coming together to protest the emergency financial manager go around, if you will. And Occupy Detroit will be involved in that effort.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. Occupy Detroit has endorsed and approved a proposal to join the faith leaders. We have Reverend Bullock and Reverend Charles Williams II, along with a number of other leaders from unions, Michigan Forward, et cetera, to come together and occupy the governor's mansion on Martin Luther King Day, January 16th. And I think that it's very important that we are watchdogs for democracy, because this recent Senate bill that was passed just goes to show you that people are constantly trying to usurp the democratic process. They're trying to push people like you and me, and anyone essentially can be pushed out of democracy, and that's what's happening with this new Senate bill and the trying to make essentially trying to make Public Act 4 referendum proof.
Yeah, and in fact, let me correct one thing. This actually is even better than going to the governor's mansion. This is the governor's home in Washtenaw. The governor's mansion's up in Lansing, which, of course, you know, he's not utilizing. He decided that he was going to hang out in his home in the Washtenaw area, which I like even better because, you know, I think it's going to highlight how, you know, and the reason it's going to highlight is we're going to see how the governor lives. He's certainly one of the 1%, Zach.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're going to be heading to the Superior Township. That's Superior Township is the township in particular in Washtenaw County, right over by Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. And I think that what people really need to consider is, you know, with these changes that they're trying to pass, the Senate Bill 5, Public Act 4, I'm thinking of the Ohio legislation, Senate Bill 5, but with the changes they want to make to Public Act 4, you know, it's taking away the 160,000 signatures that Michigan Forward has collected. You know, it's not taking into consideration the lawsuit that the Sugar Law Center has filed on behalf of Michiganders. It's not considering what Congressman John Conyers has asked the Attorney General Eric Holder to do. So there's all these people pushing back, and the Republicans in the state legislature. And you know, me being a Democrat doesn't matter right now. We're talking about democracy. We're talking about the opportunity for people to have local control. and we're being slapped in the face right now.
Yeah, and Zach, as I pointed out on the show last week, I think it bears repeating, you know, the polling numbers show us by almost 60-something percent of people want to repeal Public Act 4. Those 60-something percent are not all Democrats. And we need to be mindful of that, that this, again, you just said it perfectly, this is about democracy. You know, this isn't about Democrat and Republican, it's about right and wrong.
And I think that it's a great opportunity for us to make this showing in remembrance of Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and his life and journey. And I think the one thing it also does is it gives us a chance to come together. The reality is, if Detroit gets taken over by an emergency manager, it's going to be half of the African American population in Michigan who live in cities run by emergency managers. Now, me as a white male, personally, it's a little different, okay? But the fact of the matter is, I know that if other Michiganders are being taken advantage of, if my friends and my family are being taken advantage and being denied democracy, if I don't stand up for them, sooner or later, it's going to happen to me, too.
Yeah, there's no question that's true. Zach, we've got a call, so we're going to go to the phones. We've only got a couple minutes left, so I want to get to it. Let's welcome Brooks and Novi. Brooks, happy holidays to you. Go ahead, buddy. You're on the air.
Happy holidays, Tony. I find the actions that your guest is talking about taking to be dangerous. I the tenor of the political discourse and what it's been taken to. I mean, if you're going to assemble a mob outside the man's home,
why do you characterize it as a mob, Brooks? I mean,
isn't that what it's going to be?
Well, no.
Assemble a bunch of group of people to demonstrate their outrage and protest their outrage at something that, you know, Flint has an emergency financial manager right now. Benton Harbor has an emergency financial manager right now. The Detroit school system has an emergency financial planner, and every single one of them were appointed by Jennifer Granholm. I don't remember you guys going to Northville and assembling.
Well, the Flint one was in the most recent Detroit emergency financial manager were appointed by Governor Snyder. So we need to be careful there. The number, Brooks, that
I know under the Granholm administration there were at least five or six.
Under a different law, and Zach, I'll let you speak to this in a minute. There was a different law. Public Act 4 is far more heinous, Brooks, than the emergency manager law that the governor Granholm appointed emergency managers. I mean, these now they have dictatorial powers, Brooks. They're different laws, Brooks, I appreciate your call. If you're not going to let me get it in, then I'm not going to be able to keep you. Zach, I'll let you just briefly address that because we're just about out of time.
No, I think it's a question that needs to be asked and needs to be answered. As far as the law initially, as far as emergency financial managers came about in 1988, it was amended in 90, and then it was amended once again in 2011. So a little history for all of us, in the absolute control essentially was not established until it was amended by Governor Snyder.
Absolutely. We're going to have to leave it there, Zach. We're just out of time, but you guys will be protesting. Assembling, not a mob mentality at all. We're talking about people of faith, people of labor, and people of good conscience. Zach, thanks so much for your time. We've got to run.
Thank you, Tony. 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by Mazda. Now, we've had some light traffic all morning, and we will all week because of the holiday vacation days, end of the year kind of thing. But we have had wet roadways this morning. So while we've got lighter traffic, you do still want to keep your speeds down, maybe give yourself a little bit of extra time just because you are having to deal with some water on the road. Looks like that stalled train still trying to clear at 4th Street near Oakwood. Hopefully that'll be out of there soon.
During Mazda's Gift of Driving, get a great deal on the 40-mile-per-gallon highway 2012 Mazda 3 with SkyActiv technology available on select Mazda 3 models. Visit your local Detroit-area Mazda dealer or MazdaUSA.com/SkyActiv for more info. Offer ends January 3rd.
1410 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include a chance of rain off and on throughout the day, but also some cloudy skies with a high near 47. Tonight, look for clouds as we drop to 29. Tomorrow, our high 37, but it will come with a mixture of some rain and snow. Right now, it's overcast and 41 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
Kim Jong-il. But the response from world leaders has been rather muted. The White House says it's monitoring the reports and remains committed to security in the Korean Peninsula.
It's been a cautious response from this White House in many ways. The language that will be used could potentially define the relationship between the United States and North Korea going forward.
CNN's Dan Lothian. South Korea had put its forces on high alert. Now the country's state news agency reports North Korea has fired a short-range missile. CNN producer Tim Schwartz says the missile test and Kim's death are not necessarily connected.
The short-range missiles could be used against South Korea, for example, but there's no indication that one firing like this indicates that North Korea is trying to send a message to South Korea.
On Capitol Hill, expect more arguing over a payroll tax cut extension. House Republicans are not happy about the Senate's plan to extend the cuts for two more months. Senator Chuck Schumer says now's the time for a yes vote.
So we should get it done, move forward, and not risk it expiring. Because once it expires, it's very hard to get it back.
House Speaker John Boehner says he wants a full year extension. Florida A&M University will consider today a request by the governor to suspend the school's president. It comes amid a suspected hazing death involving a band member. Sunday was a day of upsets in the NFL. Kansas City delivered Green Bay its first loss of the season. On the flip side, Indianapolis scored its first win of the season, beating the Titans. The Colts are now 1-13 on the year. I'm Cheryl Castro. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You may have reduced testosterone. Introducing Ageless Male, clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. You really need to give Ageless Male a try. Today, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Hopes for a combined AT&T and T-Mobile are vanishing. Wall Street Journal reports talks to sell off some T-Mobile assets have gone cold. Those asset sales are needed for the $39 billion deal to gain any chance of winning regulatory approval, especially after the FCC declined to endorse the AT&T T-Mobile get-together, warning it may stifle innovation and lead to lost jobs. Reports from retailers this holiday shopping season have found that many of us are returning to the stores, but one place we're not going is the movies. Reports from this past weekend find that despite plenty of star power, the box office is still slumping. The Sherlock Holmes sequel starring Robert Downey Jr. brought in $40 million domestic. That's a full $15 million short of predictions. The Alvin and the Chipmunk sequel also debuted over the weekend, about $15 million short. S&P futures right now gaining 7 points. NASDAQ futures up 14. Dow futures up 48, about where they've been most of the morning. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit AMDAwareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at AMDAwareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You may have reduced testosterone. Introducing Ageless Male, clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. You really need to give Ageless Male a try. Today, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How's it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Monday morning program as we're counting down. For us, Friday is it for the year, and we got some great shows that we're going to be bringing to you next week. But we've got a lot of good stuff to get to you this week, including in this hour. I've got actually a great hour. We have Mark Brewer standing in the wings, Bob King at the bottom of the hour. President of the UAW will be with us at 8:35. Don't know how it gets any better than that, to be honest with you. And want to encourage you to call us if you have something on your mind. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Keep all that in mind. With that said, give me my intro, guys, and let's get going.
The Michigan Democratic Party chairman, Mark Brewer.
Well, they're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark Brewer.
And we do welcome back to First Shift. Actually, for the last time in 2011, the chairman of the Democratic Party himself, Mr. Mark Brewer. Mark, welcome back. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you, Tony. Glad to be with you, as always.
We do appreciate it. Kind of, naughty and nice list today, Mark. For some people, one of the real gifts of 2012, especially for about 60,000 young people in the state of Michigan, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, is the gift of health insurance, Mark.
No, that's right, Tony. I mean, as the Affordable Care Act kicks into effect and it transitions into effect over the course of time, this year has been a great year for young people all across the country, as well as here in Michigan, who previously couldn't get health insurance coverage. The law now requires that they be provided coverage on their parents' policies through age, I think it's 26, if necessary, and a report issued last week demonstrated the great impact that this had across the country. Here in Michigan, 60,000 young people now have health insurance that didn't have it before. So, again, one of the ongoing achievements and accomplishments of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, and again, Mark, we stop and take a look at that. I don't know if we can put or if we have a number to put on that, but I don't know that the number matters because ultimately – we know that now there are 60,000 young people, but we'll equate that to 120,000 parents that breathe a little easier, knowing that even their children that are young adults are taken care of Because this market, let's be honest about it, was a serious concern for a lot of people that had, you know, adult children that were not covered, and it became a serious issue.
Oh, yeah, Tony, and people say, well, you know, young people, they don't get sick. They don't need insurance. That's not true. You know, illness, sickness happens to all of us, and people need to have insurance. The basic premise of this act, that everybody should have insurance. You know, when the act took effect pretty much immediately, Tony, the right of insurance companies or their ability of insurance companies to deny people coverage for pre-existing conditions went out the window. That's now illegal. And that helped, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people throughout the country get access to insurance. Now we see this with young people, these health insurance exchanges, which will enable people to do some comparison shopping and find the best policy, the best price for themselves. They're coming. So the benefits from the Affordable Care Act, even though they don't get much publicity, keep rolling out, and it's been a great benefit to people throughout the country.
All right. Well, we know that to be a gift, Mark, but we do know that some people, on the other hand, got a lump of coal, whether they wanted it or not, thanks to Congressman Dave Camp, who led the charge to slash unemployment benefits. Again, Mark, at a time when no matter how much and how badly people want to get back to work, there just aren't enough jobs, Mark.
No, I mean, this is just, I'd say it's unbelievable, Tony, but on the other hand, we've seen this time after time over the last year. Yeah, Dave Camp's proposal last week, which actually passed the House, Democrats voted against it, Republicans in the U.S. House voted for it, would cut unemployment benefits, Tony, by over a year. You can imagine that. This is not trimming a few weeks or doing that kind of stuff. A year's worth of benefits in the worst economy, the worst recession since the Great Depression. It's just unbelievable how callous and hard-hearted people can be. And again, you and I have talked about this before when it comes to unemployment benefits. It's not just that, you know, you're helping people keep a roof over their heads, keep their kids fed, keep themselves clothed. This money has a stimulating effect on the economy. People who are unemployed don't stick that money in a bank. They don't stick it under the mattress. They spend it. And that helps everybody else in the community as well. So it just boggles the mind that Republicans would even consider, let alone vote for, such a dramatic cut in unemployment benefits.
Well, you know, and of course we know that this president and this Congress is focused on trying to provide the best possible extension of benefits to people. We know that ultimately, they're trying to create an atmosphere of jobs. We also know that the Republicans, both at the state level, Mark, and at the federal level, are hell-bent on doing the exact opposite. They don't want to provide the kind of extensions that we need. They don't want to create legislation that creates jobs. And in fact, all we've really seen out of the state legislature and from the federal government are those kinds of job-killing proposals and those kinds of vision that don't count in the middle class. In fact, Mark, at the greatest time in the history of this country, we see more attention being paid to the 1% than we've ever seen in the history of this country.
No, that's absolutely right, Tony. And even as Camp and the Republicans in Washington were doing that damage last week here in Michigan, the Michigan legislature passed a bill to, quote, reform our unemployment insurance. Whenever you hear that word out of a Republican, you know, hang on to your wallet. It's terrible. One of the worst features of it, Tony, is that your benefits can be reduced by what we would call virtual or imaginary jobs. If there are jobs that you could get or that you could work at, even if they're not available, they can reduce your benefits by that amount. You know, it's really ironic, Tony. We always hear Republicans complaining about how Democrats and progressives are in favor of redistributing income, right? That's the big rap on us, that we like to redistribute it. Well, as you just pointed out, over the last year, what's been going on, I think, is the greatest redistribution in the history of this state and in this country of money from the 99% to the 1%, whether it's unemployment, whether it's tax cuts for the rich, cuts in public education. There's a theme that ties all of this together, and it's this massive transfer of wealth from the 99% to the 1%.
You know, Mark, I guess I at some level, and maybe it's my own naivete, I'll admit that right now. But you know, I guess I'm wondering what they ultimately expect to happen. At what point, Mark, do the rest of us, to that 99%, you know, finally say we've had enough? At what point do the Republicans not think that we're not paying attention, that we don't see what they're doing? I mean, are they just trying to take advantage of us while they know they have enough votes? I'm talking more, at the state level now, but this is disgusting.
Yeah, no, I think that is right, Tony. I mean, they're certainly taking advantage while they've got it. They continue to espouse this philosophy that somehow all of this is going to create jobs. We know it doesn't. It never has in the past. It's not creating jobs now, this massive transfer of wealth to the wealthy. They're not spending it on creating jobs. You know, there were reports in recent weeks about, you know, continued abuses on Wall Street with, you know, just obscene and excessive bonus payments and wages and salaries paid to those folks. So we know exactly where this money's going. It's not going to create jobs. But they are trying to take advantage, and it's up to folks like you and me and a lot of others to keep pointing this out and, you know, drive toward making some changes when it comes to the elections in less than a year.
You know, Mark, I was reading, I was telling the audience at the top of the show that the Detroit Free Press is doing a series this week on homeless children, and it's really been, and I read yesterday's and I read this morning's, and it's really been an eye-opener. And I stop and I think about the current legislature that we have, and I wonder if they read the paper, if they talk to the average voter, if they understand what they have created and the devastation that it's having on communities all over the state of Michigan. You know, Mark, there are people that find themselves in a situation that they never thought they would find themselves in. There are people that, you know, at one time had really good middle class income jobs that are now living week to week or month to month. To read the stories of these school age children are having to, you know, live this way, it's just unfathomable to me. And then you wonder at some level, does this legislature not read the same thing you and I read? Do they not understand that they have a responsibility to all of us, not just some of us?
I don't think they do, Tony. I mean, I think there's several things going on here. A lot of these folks, of course, they played by the rules their entire lives, right? They paid their taxes. They did all the things that they were supposed to do as responsible citizens. And in their time of need, the Republicans turn their back on them.
You know, Mark, let me ask you to hold right there because we've got to get to the break. We'll pick it up right there because they have turned their back on them. And, in fact, the end of last week, we can give plenty of examples how they did just that. Mark Brewer, my guest, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Again, this is First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. Stay where you're at. We will be right back.
Hey, it's Jeff, producer of this fine radio program you're listening to right now. I want to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season, and thanks for listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. We've got a problem along Highland Road, M59 eastbound and westbound at Williams Lake. Looks like a pretty bad accident involving a number of vehicles. Still trying to clear through there. It had been closed, but they are letting traffic squeeze through. 75, of course, very slow coming in towards 696. The same thing with the Reuther West. In fact, a disabled vehicle is partially blocking the exit ramp at Bermuda Hilton.
Drive through McDonald's and try the Dollar Menu, featuring the meaty, melty McDouble with 100% beef and cheese, or the Golden McChicken. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain off and on today. Look for a high near 47. Tonight it'll be cloudy and 29. Tomorrow possibly some rain mixed with snow and a high near 37. Right now it is cloudy at the airport and 42 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot.
When I'm here to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard, but Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest Windows 7 laptops with Intel processors, all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings, Staples. That was easy.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up the principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works, and understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution, not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
22 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Mark Brewer is my guest. And we're getting ready to... wrap up our interview with Mark. It's our year end with him, unfortunately, but we've got lots of stuff to come in 2012. Mark, I am going to ask you to kind of look back at 2011 here in just a minute, but let's wrap up our thoughts as we're going to break. You know, you said something that really kind of keyed my interest, that the Republicans are turning their backs on the average Michigander. And, you know, I wonder, Mark, if they actually had to face these people, I mean literally face them, what they would say. Looking at some of the legislation that they put forward at the end of the legislative session last week, it makes you wonder if they live in a realistic world at all, if they ever have to be face-to-face with the people that vote, because you can't imagine they honestly believe that and then vote the way they vote, Mark.
No, Tony, I think they do. They really do believe that it's your own fault if you're unemployed, if you're homeless, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the ideology that is supporting all of this, that it's these people's fault that they don't have jobs, et cetera. Now, again, it's just mind-boggling. It ignores the reality of what's going on throughout Michigan, but that, I think, is what is sustaining this attack. All the things we've seen this year, blaming people for things that are not their fault, the things that have happened to them, and having absolutely a complete lack of compassion, lack of charity.
Well, you know, it's interesting whether, you know, let me just take an issue. The charter schools, lifting the cap on charter schools. Now, people will say, well, you know, why would you choose that issue? Well, you know, Mark, they basically have continued to ignore students. They are punishing students. They're punishing teachers and not taking care of students. Why would we lift the cap on charter schools without dealing with the real issues, which is quality education? And it makes no sense to me to solve a problem that didn't exist.
Oh, that's right. But yeah, but that's what happens, Tony, when you're driven by ideology and the facts are completely irrelevant. You know, we have charter schools in this state that have terrible quality problems. Democrats and others attempted to add quality measures, quality standards to that legislation last week. That got ignored. It's like, wait a second. I thought this was about quality schools for our kids. You're about to empower for-profit corporations that are interested in making money, people who are just interested in running a school without regard to the quality of education that they provide, and you're going to let them do that? You're going to let these charter mills in this state, and sadly there are a couple of them out there, Tony, that just grant these charters and provide no oversight, no ongoing supervision of that school, and you're going to subject our kids to that? And the Republican answer is yes, we don't care.
And they don't care. I mean, that is one of the realities. Okay, so Mark, if I were to tell you that when the 2011 began, we knew that we had, you know, as Democrats, we knew that we had an interesting year coming. Did you ever think, Mark, in your wildest dreams, that it would turn into the year that it began, that it turned into?
No. I mean, look, you know, we knew the Republicans had the right-wing agenda that the Tea Party was driving for us. But, you know, there was some hope at the beginning of the year that Snyder was a moderate, there would be some restraint there. But, in fact, we've seen no restraint. Tony, he has proposed and signed legislation that John Engler never even proposed or considered when he was governor 10 years ago. He does it with a smile. You know, he does it with platitudes and so forth. But believe me, the quality of government that we're getting out of the state government, particularly in this last year, is far worse than what the state endured under John Engler. Hard to imagine, but that's exactly what the last year has seen.
Yeah, well, you know, you're right. And you know, for people that weren't following government back in the Engler years, there's actually the point is actually made there. As bad as things were, there was still, from time to time, an opportunity to have a real dialogue. Not all the time, Mark, but not like it is now. We now see with people in this legislature have no desire at all to include the Democrats in the discussion. We saw what happened at the end of the legislative session. You know, the frustration amongst Democrats. And Mark, who's to blame them for being frustrated? Imagine going to work every day knowing that your colleagues have absolutely no intention of honoring, you know, your commitment to democracy. That has to be extremely frustrating.
Oh, it is, Tony. And your next guest is a great demonstration of, you know, Bob King has stressed cooperation with the auto industry, the auto employers. And look what they've accomplished working together. And it is sad that the Republicans in Lansing, including Snyder and the legislature, have rejected that model. We could have done so much more for everybody in Michigan over the past year if they'd been willing to embrace that cooperative model that Bob King and the UAW have championed and have demonstrated works. I can only hope that in the new year there'll be a change in attitude. I'm not optimistic about that, but I know the Democrats stand ready to cooperate. We're not going to compromise our principles. We're not going to sell out the people we represent. But we are ready, willing, and able to cooperate if there's the willingness on the other side.
Well, my only hope, Mark, is that because it is an election year, everybody in the House has to be very careful how they vote. Especially voters, have a tendency to pay better attention in an election year? Now, the early part of 2012 is going to be critical. Because we'll have, you know, we won't have as long a memory of what happens in the early part of the year. Not that we won't be reminding voters what happens in the early part of 2012, but that's where we really need to be most careful. And if people are naive enough to think that the Republicans are just going to go, you know, if they're just going to stay away from the big issues, January, February, March, I think are going to be hugely important to the legislative agenda for Republicans. And we're going to need to fight harder than we've ever fought, Mark. Right to work comes to mind amongst other issues.
Oh, no, that's right. And now it turns out that after all these sacrifices, Tony, by people in this state, you know, the state ends up with hundreds of millions of dollars in a budget surplus. What are we going to do with that money? Are we going to rebuild our education system with that money? Or are we going to continue tax cuts for the wealthy and hide that money and not use it for the pressing needs of people around the state? So, no, these battles are going to continue. People are not going to forget the pension tax this last year. They're not going to forget the $2 billion tax cut to the big corporations at the expense of public education. We're going to make sure they don't forget that come election time in November.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the Republicans were not the smartest people in the world, Mark, when they put some of this legislation into effect. Some of it doesn't hit until October of 2012, which is right before the election.
Yeah, well, again, we're going to remind people of all that. Right after the first of the year, Tony, though, people are going to see the effect of the pension tax.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to have to start setting that money aside in order to pay over to the state government to fund this huge tax cut for corporations, which has failed to produce the kind of jobs that Snyder and the Republicans promised.
Well, Mark, we're just out of time for today. I want to thank you for everything you've done for the show since May, and, of course, we'll look forward to having you back after the first of the year.
Thank you very much, Tony. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. When we continue, Bob King, president of the UAW. Stay where you're at. This is First Shift. Much more to get to on the other side.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by Mazda. An earlier problem on Williams Lake at Highland, M59, trying to clear. We're close to having that reopened completely for traffic to get through there. A number of vehicles were involved in an accident. I-96, the Jeffries eastbound after Outer Drive, an accident there in the local lane, still trying to clear from the right side.
During Mazda's Gift of Driving, get a great deal on the 40-mile-per-gallon highway 2012 Mazda 3 with SkyActiv technology available on select Mazda 3 models. Visit your local Detroit area Mazda dealer or MazdaUSA.com/SkyActiv for more info. Offer ends January 3rd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain off and on today. Look for a high near 47. Tonight it'll be cloudy and 29. Tomorrow possibly some rain mixed with snow and a high near 37. Right now it is cloudy at the airport and 42 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Scrooge was a nasty old miser, but even he came to see the soul-destroying evil of his ways and found redemption in the end. One wonders, though, is there any hope for the Scrooges of Washington? Congressional Republicans are protecting tax breaks for Wall Street billionaires and big oil, while demanding that programs to aid America's growing number of poor people either be slashed or eliminated. The Obama White House is fighting most of this nonsense, but it's trying to appease the GOP by offering to sacrifice programs that ordinary people really need. For example, LIHEAP. Much of the country doesn't know what that is, but people who go through the long, bitterly cold winters in the Northeast know that LIHEAP literally is a lifeline for the thousands of poor families there. It's the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, which helps the poor afford the steadily rising price being charged for the heating oil that northeastern states rely on. Home heating oil in Maine is presently running $3.66 a gallon, up from $2.87 a year ago. Yet, in a concession to the GOP, Obama has proposed whacking LIHEAP's funding so severely that average benefits this winter would fall from about $800 per home to just over $300. That's not just throwing a budget into the Republican shredder. It's throwing people into it. In Bangor, Maine, where the average January low is only 7 degrees above zero, the slashed benefits will buy only about 100 gallons of fuel for the typical low-income home. It takes 850 gallons for those homes to stay heated through the winter season. This is Jim Hightower saying, rather than literally tossing the poor into the cold, how about cutting off all the heat to the White House and Capitol? Let those Scrooges feel the sting of their budgetary miserliness.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today. Tweet. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. It is 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. A pleasure to be with you this morning. I want to thank Mark Brewer for his time today, and as he has since we first went up in May. Without his commentary, the show certainly would be lesser. And we appreciate him being with us. Let me, as I promised you, I'm going to have Bob King with us in just a second. I want to let you know, though, before we do that, that yesterday I was given a gift. I spent the better part of my morning yesterday with the brothers and sisters of my adopted fraternity, my union fraternity, the UAW, Local 174. Stuffing food baskets for those that are needy in Southeast Michigan. One of the people of the hundreds that were there, a couple hundred people there to help, was none other than my next guest. Joining me now is the president of the United Auto Workers, Bob King. And Bob, I got to tell you, what a gift that was yesterday to be a part of that amazing display of solidarity and to give back to so many. It was really a beautiful morning.
It was great. It was great. It was really especially meaningful because it was the 50th year that Clarence Contrato had been part of and really organized this annual giving food boxes to needy members of the UAW who have been laid off or members of the community. A lot of work, and the need was so much greater. Is so much greater this year, and they did an amazing job.
Yeah,
250 baskets.
Yeah, 250 baskets. I got to tell you what amazed me about Clarence, Bob, was that no matter all these accolades are coming at him, he got all kinds of awards, and all what did he care about? About everybody getting to work. I mean, that's what he cared about.
Right. That's great.
Anyway, it was great to see you yesterday, and I'm so glad that I was able to take part in that, and certainly, you know, Bob, it's interesting as we take a look at the year 2011, the UAW has a great deal to be thankful for. As Mark Brewer just said and paid you a wonderful compliment, certainly through your leadership, we found out what happened when people are willing to work together. And in your case, people meant some very important people internationally, Bob.
You know, the only way, in my view, that you're going to maintain a middle-class standard of living for UAW members is to bring others up to our level, not take our members down to the lower middle class or poverty level that a lot of the world is, a lot of our own country is. And the only way you're going to do that is through collective bargaining. And we showed, I think, in the auto bargaining and in gaming and in AgEmp, and the state employees insurance, all the contracts we did last year, we really worked together with employers to create more jobs in the U.S., to be more efficient, higher quality. We workers have the greatest interest in the success of the company, more than shareholders, more than CEOs, shareholders. Everybody else comes and goes. Workers are there. It's their livelihood. It's their retirement security. And so workers want to have a real voice in providing the best service or the best product. And we were able to get a number of employers who understood that. Some employers don't. Some employers want to just dictate, and then they end up giving lesser quality products and services. If they'll work together with their workers and give their workers a real voice, they come out with better products and overall better success.
Now, you know, months ago I was at a rally that you were at, and you gave me what I thought was the keenest slogan I'd heard, and really kind of set the table for me as I was about to get ready to do the show. And you had said that budgets are a moral document.
Right.
And Bob, recently you wrote a piece called "The Republican Agenda is Wrecking America." I juxtapose those two things, and it breaks my heart to see what's happening to our country. And I wonder, and I pray, I truly do. I get on my knees, Bob King, and I pray. I pray for a state and a country and communities that will learn to transcend the pettiness of politics and begin to heal this country from whatever it is it feels that it why it feels it needs to be so hateful right now. But there is such vitriol towards other peoples right now and our neighbors. And Bob, it makes no sense to me.
It really doesn't. Dr. Martin Luther King, Archbishop Tutu, a lot of great leaders, Archbishop Romero, El Salvador, all said that that there is not revenge. A Christian doesn't have revenge. Revenge for a Christian is the conversion of the other person. And what we want to do in society really is because I think there is a strong spiritual basis for a lot of people in their beliefs in the United States, but their actions don't coincide with their beliefs. How they vote isn't coinciding with their beliefs. If you really believe in any of the spiritual doctrines, whether it's Christianity, which is what I believe, or whether it's Buddhism or Muslim or whatever, all the major religions talk about the responsibility to care for those who are most in need. And our government right now, or at least the Republican and the conservative portion of governments across this country, they're cutting, taxing pensions, cutting K-12 education, increasing property taxes. All these things on working class people. I just heard coming in this morning, the Republican Congress, the House of Representatives, John Boehner said they're not going to pass this 2-month extension. That's going to put a tax on every middle class working person in America. And it's all about politics, and you're right, because they want to permanently extend the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest. If you vote Republican, just be aware of this. You may have a lot of reasons for doing it, but be aware you're voting to make the rich richer. And if that's what you believe in, then that's your democratic right. Do it. But if you believe in a more egalitarian, fair society, then, and Democrats aren't perfect. They're not. But at least if you're given two choices, which one is going to work more in the interest of the common person, more in the interest of the whole society, rather than just one group? And the Democrats, for all their flaws, are definitely going to do that. And so, to me, this 2012 election coming up is critically important.
No, there's no question. And certainly the UAW, like many labor unions, are actively involved in the process of elections through the CAP program, through recruiting candidates, through so many different efforts, Bob King, that it probably has never been more important than it will be in 2012. And, I recently was asked to participate in a program this January at Region 1 to help, kind of solidify the idea of what, political activism means and what we need to do to, include more and more people. I suggest, and I've been suggesting this for months now, that if you're in a union, you need to get closer to that union. If you want change, union is the best way to find that change. I don't know that that's any truer than it is at the UAW, Bob.
No, I mean, that is totally true. The path for working people to have a real voice in society is their union. And unions are human institutions. They make mistakes. And the only way that working people can have a real voice is to get active in your union, help your union be better and better. The more members that are active, the more members that are involved, the stronger the union is, the more democratic the union is. So I would really encourage all members, whether they're in the UAW or AFSCME or steelworkers, whoever, that being active in your union is the best way to maintain democracy and to maintain your middle-class standard of living or build your middle-class standard of living. If you don't have one today, then you want to get active in your union. If you don't have a union, you want to be part of organizing your workplace to give workers a collective voice.
No, there's no question that's true. It's interesting, and let me leave you a little bit with this, Bob. I appreciate everything that you've done for all of your membership. You had given that list, whether it's auto workers or people that work in casinos or UAW Local 6000 and many other workers. You've had an incredibly successful year. And certainly working with leadership, global leadership, to make sure that the middle class is protected. I certainly want to thank you for bringing jobs back to the United States, something that most thought was a crazy idea. You made that work. Bob, you've done so many things. My prayer is that God keeps you safe, because I think we need you next year more than we even needed you this year. As it comes to leading us politically, as you led us from a business standpoint this year, we certainly need you next year politically, and so we want to pray for good rest for you. That's necessary. We need you to get some rest, and you need to know that there's an army of people working on behalf of the things that you care about as well, Bob.
Well, you know, we're blessed. It is about all of us working together. It's not about one individual. It's about all of us. And UAW, as you know, we've got a great team of officers and regional directors and local leaders. There is a huge commitment institutionally that we're gonna win economic and social justice for people in America, and that means being very active politically. It means great efforts at organizing. I'm really excited about, I think, the positive results you'll see from organizing in 2012 in the UAW and a lot of other unions. We're in many broad coalitions, and probably most important is that we rebuild the social justice, social and economic justice movement here in the United States. Whether you're environmentalist, whether you're civil rights organizations, women organizations, immigrant organizations, anybody who cares about making a better world and cares about and thinks that every individual human being has value, we've got to come together. Because if you go back to FDR, which is, in my view, the greatest amount of social legislation, progressive social legislation, was passed during his presidency, and it was only because there was a movement of people demanding it. Some people blame President Obama that we didn't get enough accomplished over the last 4 years. I blame ourselves.
No,
we weren't out there creating the pressure from the bottom up, and that's what we have to do.
Well, that's what 2012 brings us. Happy holidays to you. The blessings of this season. We'll look forward to visiting with you again in 2012, Bob.
Thanks, King. Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Blessings to you. A quick break here. We'll wrap it up, folks, on the other side.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift, and I'm giving a happy holidays to all the listeners out there. Thanks for the support.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Recently on First Shift.
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers, because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDEW.
Tea Party guy, by the way.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Hello, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
10 minutes before 9 o'clock, and before I go to the phones, I want to remind you, and from time to time, not every day, but certainly I've let you know that if you're ready for a union in your workplace, I'd like to give you a chance to do that. And so we have a number that you can call to get information. Again, you can make this anonymous if that's what you're more comfortable doing, and I understand if it is. But that number is 1-800-321-6406. That's 1-800-321-6406. If you want to work in a more democratic place, if you want a collective bargaining agreement, you want to make sure that you're being paid properly, you want to make sure that your workplace is safe. I could go on. Those are some of the many reasons why you might want a union in your workplace. This is a great start. That's all it is. It's a great start. And so if you'll call that number, 1-800-321-6406, that is the path that will lead you to a union in your workplace, if that is indeed what it is you'd like to do. 888-552-3595 is how you get on this show. And that's what Stephen Monroe did, and he's on the other end of my line. Merry Christmas to you, Steve. Welcome to First Shift.
Merry Christmas, Tony. I just don't get it with respect to why you guys look at the taxing the rich in a punitive measure, almost like punitively taxing the rich. Well, I don't understand. 35% of your income for federal income. You don't think that's enough? I'm all for restructuring the tax code to eliminate these quote unquote tax loopholes. But 35% of your federal income in taxes isn't enough. I don't agree. I think it should even be lower.
It's not enough right now. And Steve, I know you think it should be lower, or you would be a Democrat. So that makes it simple. Well, I mean, it does at some level. It makes it simple. Well, Steve, here's the problem. We're not creating jobs. I don't disagree that we need to cut programs. All right. I'm all in favor of cutting where we can cut. But the bottom line is we cannot continue to look at like extending the Bush tax cuts as a way to create jobs. If they were going to create jobs, those jobs would have been created by now, Steve. They're not there. They're just not there. And so at the end of the day, what we see is that we continue to have unserviceable debt. We don't have cooperation between our major political parties, and we're not advancing anything that looks like something that would give us an opportunity to provide prosperity for anybody, and except for who? Who are the only people that are doing well right now, Steve?
Who are the only people that are doing well?
Yeah. The wealthiest among us.
Well, I mean, I mean, if you're talking small business owners that are still in business that are making good amounts of money, I don't consider them wealthy, but I consider them doing well.
I didn't say wealthy. I said doing well. It's those that the wealthiest among us are those that are doing well, Steve. And again, You know, we're just not creating jobs. We still have a stagnant economy. And again, if we were to buy what the Republicans are telling us, that all we need to do is to continue to cut taxes and that creates jobs, we would have jobs. Why don't we have jobs, Steve?
But you haven't cut tax. These taxes have been in place for 10 years, Tony. You're actually looking to raise taxes. These tax cuts have been in place for 10 years.
And we've seen nothing but job losses in every one of those 10 years. Though those were supposed to create jobs. It didn't happen, Steve.
We didn't have job loss. We had a net gain of jobs under Bush, Tony. You know that, and I know that.
We lost because of the Bush economy is why we're in the situation that we're in right now. And you know that as well as I do, Steve.
We're in the situation we're in because of the subprime mortgage market. If the mortgage market didn't collapse, would we be in the economic condition we'd be in right now, Tony? No. You know what?
No, and certainly not as severe as we are. God knows that's true. But under what administration did this happen? Who allowed this to happen? This was uniquely Republican, and you know that, Steve. Come on.
They created the subprime mortgage, Tony. They created the whole market for subprime. They're the ones that set up Fannie and Freddie to take out all these.
But that isn't the only reason the real estate market collapsed, Steve. And you know that. This is, and I want to appreciate the call. I truly do. But the bottom line here. The bottom line here is we can argue this all day long. We're still not creating jobs. You know, we can point fingers all day long. But again, I'm going to go back to what I said at the very beginning of our discussion. The only people that are doing well in the middle of the discussion, the only people that are doing well are the wealthy. Or those that have money. Everybody outside of that is either doing worse than they were, or really bad. I mean, you know, that's the reality is they're doing really bad. Spend a little time with the people I spend time with, and I got to tell you, it gets really daunting. Read that article, that series of articles on homeless people, homeless children in Michigan. You want to talk about a heartbreaker? And they come from good middle class families that are no longer good middle class families. Why does this happen? Why does it happen? I'll leave the answer to you. 888-552-3595. Joe in East Point joins us now. Joe, happy holidays to you. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning. All I can say to your last caller must have been living under a rock for the last 10 or 12 years. You know, not having any sunlight come into his brain. When George Bush took office, the Clinton administration gave him somewhere close to $1 trillion in surpluses, and I've said this before, of course, that the deficit clock had been shut down on Wall Street and everybody had money in their pockets.
Well,
you know, can't these people understand? There was an illegal war that sucked the treasury, you know, dry. He gave that surplus to his wealthy buddies, you know, the billionaires and millionaires. Had that money, just that surplus, been used properly, there would probably be not near the crisis that, you know, there is.
And Joe, you bring up a good point, and I'll do it now. I wish I would have done it when I had Steve on the show, but we all know that you don't cut taxes during time of war. You don't do it, and that's exactly what George Bush did.
Can't be done.
It can't be done, because if you do it, you get what we have now. And Barack Obama, who said last week, just last week, this may take more than one presidency to solve.
Well, just one more quick thing, and I was going to point that out. How long did it take President Roosevelt, after he was elected in 1932, to finally get a handle on things and begin to put young Americans and Americans back to work with the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Works Project Administration? I'm 76. I saw the results of those programs. My own father was in the Civilian Conservation Corps. He went from unemployed to being able to put food on the table. So don't tell me. These goddamn Republicans, they fought that tooth and nail.
What?
Yeah, you can't undo 8 years of, you know, the blight, the Bush administration was a blight on this country, and I'll leave it at that.
And I'll let you leave it at that, and we've got to go for the day. I think it's a good way to leave it, period. Folks, thank you so much. Great show today, Anthony and Jeff. Thanks for all your hard work behind the scenes. I want to thank all my guests, this amazing audience. And, of course, folks, if you need me off the air, the best way to get me is email tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. And that'll do it for us for today. We've got a great show lined up for you tomorrow and the rest of the week as we get ready to ramp up for the holiday. Hey, don't forget to get that shopping done. If you got to do it today. I'm Tony Truppiano, and as always, I ask that you be well.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our last look at the roads for today, brought to you by DTE Energy. Those who are making their way along 4th Street near Oakwood, still trying to get that stalled train out of the intersection that's been working all morning. Hopefully, it will be gone soon. An earlier accident on the Jeffries eastbound, the local lanes near Outer Drive is pulled out of there, and looks like things are getting back to normal along Highland, M59 near Williams Lake Road.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit dteenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain off and on today. Look for a high near 47. Tonight it'll be cloudy and 29. Tomorrow possibly some rain mixed with snow and a high near 37. Right now it is cloudy at the airport and 42 degrees. I'm Diane Croft.